Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the State Senate Minority Leader, Paulinos, has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking taxes and other pressing issues at the 2013 legislature with State Senator Michael Roberson.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Andy Barbano, Bill Bilyeu, and Heidi Smith. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program the State Senate Minority Leader, Michael Roberson. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Your thoughts on the election?
Thank you, Sam. Glad it's over.
Do you have more?
Well, you know, it was a tough election for Governor Romney. Very happy that Senator Heller was elected, Congressman Joe Heck, and I'm very happy that Mark Hutchison, Scott Hammond, and Greg Breyer were all elected for the state Senate.
Also, it would seem that Republicans are pleased about the new speaker.
Oh, yes. We're all a fan of Marilyn Kirkpatrick. She is someone who's always worked across the aisle. She's a centrist, I think pro-business legislator. So looking forward to working with Marilyn Kirkpatrick.
How about the leadership in the state Senate with Senate Majority Leader Mo Dennis?
Well, Mo and I have a good relationship. We talk regularly during the campaign season. We've had a couple of conversations since the election, and I'm looking forward to working with Mo and all the Senate Democrats. The key this session, for a successful session for everyone, especially the people of Nevada, is that we work together. We're not going to agree on everything, but we need to find common ground, and I'm confident we'll do that.
Senator, last session everybody was so impressed with how the Senate Republicans stuck together. Do you expect that to be the same case in 2013?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a very tight-knit caucus. We know that if we're going to be a strong minority in the state Senate, we have to stick together and be unified, and that's what we will be.
One of the things that is interesting, you're talking about working together. You've taken some shots from Chuck Muth on the right about becoming more moderate in your positions. Do you believe you're being more moderate or more pragmatic?
Well, I've always said I'm a pragmatic conservative. I'm going to be reasonable and I'm going to be thoughtful. Whether you want to label that moderate or conservative, you know, I guess the question is compared to what? Moderate compared to what? You know, I think I'm a pragmatist, and I think that's what Nevadans are looking for.
I
don't worry too much about the naysayers.
Okay, well, I guess the comparison would be between working together and looking at potential new taxes versus no new taxes, which has been the mantra of Chuck Muth and Grover Norquist for many years.
Well, I think there are a couple of issues there. I'm looking to have a four-month discussion regarding tax reform and whether it's needed, and if it is needed, what's the best way to reform our revenue structure? I'm not looking to raise taxes. The governor's not looking to raise taxes, and I don't even think the Democrats believe that the environment is right to raise taxes this session. But that's very different than others who say no, 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 no matter what the situation. I think you see that in Washington now. The parties, both Democrat and Republican, they can't get a deal done. They need to get a deal done for the people of this country. And so, you know, I'm not someone who's saying we need to raise taxes, but I am saying we need to talk about everything. And we shouldn't be afraid to talk about all of these issues. And that's what I'm going to do.
And when you say tax reform, how do you define tax reform if it's needed?
Well, tax reform to me means, you know, right now we've got the MBT, the modified business tax. We have property taxes. We have sales and use taxes. The question is there another way to generate revenue where maybe you create a new tax or raise an existing tax and lower another tax? I'm not looking to, and by the way, we may find after a four-month discussion that our revenue structure is perfectly fine and that there's not a need to reform the tax structure. But I'm certainly not looking to raise taxes, but I think the people of Nevada deserve to have the discussion held in Carson City. That's not what happened last session. What happened last session, Stephen Horsford and John Oseguera hid the ball for over 3 months and then dropped on us the largest tax increase, the largest proposed tax increase in state history. We said no. And if that happened again, we would say no again. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't have the discussion as far as, does our revenue structure work for Nevada today in the 21st century? Or does it need to be tinkered with? I think most people will agree we want a tax system that is low, broad, and fair. And I think that's what we need to be looking at when we talk about tax reform.
Senator, the teachers union looks like they have enough signatures to get a margins tax to the state legislature. Now, let's just suppose that the Supreme Court, because I do believe a lawsuit is going to be filed, does let that go through. What do you think the likelihood of having that margins tax measure pass in the first 40 days of the legislature?
Well, I guess the first question is, when is the appeal going to be held before the Supreme Court?
December 5th.
I've heard different things. Is it going to happen? Oh, okay, so it will happen before the session. So I guess the question is, will the Supreme Court let it go forward? If it goes forward, we'll have to make a decision one way or the other on this initiative in the first 40 days. I can tell you right now, I'm a no vote on that. I do not think a margins tax is the right way to get tax reform, and I do not think we can absorb that kind of tax increase right now. So I will be voting no, and I think the chances of an initiative like that passing through the legislature is exceedingly slim. Having said that, we may want to propose an alternative to go on the ballot. Don't know. But again, that's why we need to have the discussion. And again, I'm not advocating that we have an alternative, but we need to discuss these things. We shouldn't be afraid to talk about the tough issues.
All right, let's take a break. More with State Senator Michael Robeson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. ProGroup provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. ProGroup prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Michael Roberson.
Senator, last session, construction defect was one of the key issues that was discussed. John Osagera, the Speaker, Marcus Conklin were two of the people who really stood in the way of getting any meaningful construction defect lawsuit reform done. Do you think there's a possibility of that occurring in the 2013 session?
Well, the short answer is I hope so. It's a priority to me. It's a priority to the Senate Republican Caucus. We have the most trial lawyer-friendly construction defect laws in this country, and it's putting contractors out of business. And it's not helping the homeowners either because their homes are not being repaired. The people who are pocketing the money are the trial lawyers. And so, yes, I think we need to reform Chapter 40. With legislation that is homeowner friendly and also friendly to the construction industry.
Also, another major topic, hopefully, will be prevailing wage, which is a situation for those that may not be aware of where on government projects the cost of labor shoots through the roof versus in the private sector. Are we going to see any action on prevailing wage, do you think, in this next session?
Well, from our caucus, Sam, you certainly are. We're certainly going to propose legislation to reform prevailing wage. So you've hit on two issues that are very important to us, construction defect reform and prevailing wage reform. So we're going to push those items, among others, like education reform, economic development, regulatory reform. I want to give you a quick example, if I can, of the problems with regulations on business in this state. You know, Republicans, we talk about burdensome regulations on business. And then people ask for specific examples. I have a constituent that contacted me recently. She and her son decided to open a moving business, moving furniture. They purchased a truck to move furniture, basically servicing residential apartments. She purchased the truck, she got all her local licensing, and she started her business. Well, she found out there were state regulations, state licensing involved, and said, okay, no problem, I'll do that. So she goes to fill out the paperwork, and they tell her it will be a year and a half before she will be licensed. A year and a half. We're trying to create jobs in this state. We've got a lady and her son who are trying to operate a small business. Why does it take a year and a half for the state to license someone to have a moving truck to move furniture out of residential apartments? That's something we need to look at.
You know, Senator, in the past, there were a number of business-friendly Democrats in the Senate. You could count on to be there with you. Do you think you're going to have those folks there last time with the defeat of people like State Senator John Lee?
Well, I was disappointed to lose John Lee from the Senate. I think he was a fine representative of his district and the state. But we have to identify those Democrats who are willing to work across the aisle with us. You know, we're putting out the olive branch. We're offering, Pat Hickey and myself and others, we're offering to work with the other side. We understand we're in the minority, although I want to be clear, we have a very robust, strong minority in the state Senate. And we have a very powerful, popular governor who'll be working with us side by side. So we cannot be taken lightly. But we're offering to work with the other side. We understand compromise and finding common ground is part of finding solutions for Nevadans. We expect the same from Democrats.
Let me ask you about an issue that's popped up and has some great ramifications moving forward, and that is the legalization in Colorado and Washington of marijuana for consumption by the general population, not medical marijuana. And some are saying that this is hailing the end of the federal government's war on drugs. Your thoughts about this and how it might pertain to Nevada and Nevada's needs for tax revenue?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the voters voted on legalization of marijuana here in the state several years ago, and they resoundingly voted against that. So I respect the will of the people on that issue. If the people want to change their mind and vote on that again, then that's certainly something that could happen. I think the more immediate issue here in Nevada is the issue of medical marijuana and how that's implemented, because the voters did vote to allow medical marijuana, but right now there's no mechanism for that to happen. And I know Senator Tick Segerblum, a Democrat, is looking to fix that. And I've spoken to Senator Segerblum. I've talked to him, and I've said, Tick, I want to work with you on this. Let's figure out how we can make sure the will of the people is actually put into place this session.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Senator, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Look forward to seeing you soon. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Everyone's looking for quality in their vehicle. But here's something to think about. Why not get a Toyota-certified used vehicle? Truth is, the best new cars make the best used cars. You'll enjoy peace of mind with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and 1 year of roadside assistance. All that, and there's even a great deal.
Get 1.9% APR for 60 months on all Toyota-certified used vehicles. And get a lot for less. Toyota.
Football, Wi-Fi, wings. Now that's a business plan.
Glad you like it.
Question is, how are you liking Charter Business?
Well, our internet's a lot more powerful than with phone company DSL. It can actually run all this now. Plus, we've got reliable phone and we're saving like crazy.
Another everyday victory. Let me see your end zone dance.
No, I don't dance.
All right, let's just do a flying chest bump and call it a day.
To save over 25% versus the phone company and get up to a $500 gift card, call now.
KRNV News 4 is partnering with the Washoe County School District and the University of Nevada for the Reader Leader Program. Do you know a great class that likes to read and works hard to meet their reading goals? Well, nominate them for the Reader Leader Award. Each month during the school year, one class will win tickets to a University of Nevada Wolfpack game and special Reader Leader t-shirts. Go online to mynews4.com and nominate a well-deserving class. Reader Leaders is brought to you by the Nevada Mining Association and the Circus Circus.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Heidi Smith is here, the Republican National Committee Woman for Nevada, Andy Barbano, editor of NevadaLabor.com, and Bill Bilyeu, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly. Mr. Barbano, were you the only member of this panel that was happy on election night?
Well, I was especially happy with the election of Howard Rosenberg, because with,
former
Howard,
regent.
With Howard on the Washoe County School Board, you'll have... and. They even said this in the Gazette Journal editorial that endorsed his sycophantic bureaucratic opponent, that Howard would stir things up on the school board, but the corporatists at the Reno Gazette Journal still endorsed Ken Green. Howard's going to stir up an organization that seriously, seriously needs it, and he will question those phony graduation rate increases for the last 3 years.
And could be interesting, could have ramifications for the entire state.
Well, actually, I hope that Mr. Rosenberg can do that, because they are phony, and it's garbage. Six children going through the school system in Washoe County. I can tell you, from the oldest one to the youngest one, that the change have gotten worse, not better. So I wasn't happy on election night, but we're going to see what happens.
Don't you think that there are some things that, you know, I think just Nevadans can take away and say, you know, this is a good thing? I mean, we talked about Marilyn Kirkpatrick as the new Assembly Speaker. I know a lot of people who are very excited about that. I know people who are excited that Greg Brower is still a state senator. So do you think there are some things Republicans can take away from this and say, hey, Dean Heller is still in the United States Senate?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that the Republicans take away from this election, and one of which is the realization, I would hope, that the demographics out there are changing, and they need to be aware of that. They need also do a heck of a lot better job in terms of organizing the troops, in terms of the ground game. The Democrats this time out had a out-registered Republicans.
Oh, okay, Bill, before you go down this litany, the Republicans have had years to do this. They have been aware of this for years. John Ensign, when he was senator, along with Mike Slanker, who successfully got Dean Heller and Greg Brower elected, was supposed to set up this organization that was going to be in parallel, because the Republican Party, I'm sorry, Heidi, was so dysfunctional.
It still is, but go on.
And it never really happened. And we saw a little sliver of that with Team Romney / Team Nevada. But really, the bottom line is, it's going to take millions of dollars and some people really in charge of this thing. Are we going to see this time around? Are people prepared to put the money in?
It's not just money. It's not just a question
of money.
But
that's where it starts.
No, but,
if you don't have money, you don't have anything.
Yeah,
Heidi, right?
No.
The mother's milk of politics.
No. It's
always follow the money, no matter what side of the fence you're on.
I'm sorry. It's not just money.
No. That's where you start, Bill.
But...
the Republican Party has...
Harry Reid has pumped millions of dollars into this state because he vowed he would never be that close in an election again, when he almost lost to John Ensign with a few hundred votes. So
started. And then Harry basically, you know, in my sense, is corruption, because Harry will go go around and he's got handing out the largesse out there, the cookies out of the cookie jar, you know, and thereby building alliances with people who cannot afford to say no to him, because they in turn have constituencies.
Mr. Barbano?
It's simpler than that. The old adage used to be that Democrats didn't win elections, Republicans lost them. And in the case of Dean Heller and in the case of Greg Brower, it was a case of Republicans not winning an election, but Democrats losing it. Sheila Leslie could have beaten Dean Heller cold statewide. The Democrats did not nominate her. Sheila Leslie had abominable campaign management and an abominable campaign, and Brower barely beat her.
And
the Democrats
gave
both of those away.
I think Sheila Leslie ran an amazing campaign. You know, in a district that did have a Republican majority, she lost by 266 votes. I don't think you can take that away from her. And you know, we can say this is Harry Reid, and yes, I do think Harry Reid has a lot to do with it. But one of the strongest strongest things that the Democratic Party has going for it, and it's right here on Andy's cup, is the AFL-CIO and the unions walking the districts, putting their folks in, and that is hard to beat.
I walked, but let me tell you, I know more about Sheila's campaign than you do, and they gave it away.
But I tend to disagree with that.
Coming back, you said money is old. The Democrats have the organized labor behind them, and that is a constituency.
Was this a secret?
No, but the Republicans need to change their message somewhat. We are great in talking to people's heads. We are terrible about talking to their hearts and their stomachs.
Bill, I've been having you on this program for a decade, and this is the first time I've heard you talking this way.
It's the first time.
You sound like a Democrat.
It's the first time this question's come up. But we had, if you recall, and not too far distant, we had someone heading our presidential ticket one time who could do that, and that was Ronald Reagan. He could put it in terms of way people understand. But
we're going to find your next door neighbor next time around.
I'm going to do something I've never done before in 10 years of this show. I'm going to hold a pundit panel over because you're doing a great job, and we'll continue this on the next broadcast. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Winter is right around the corner, and it's Warren Miller time. This is Johnny Mosley, and it's time to get tickets to Warren Miller's 63rd ski and snowboard film, Flow State, where the mountain meets the mind. Check warrenmiller.com for information.
Don't miss Warren Miller's new movie, Flow State, one show only, Friday night, November 16th at the Reno Event Center. Advance tickets available at Bobo's on Moana, Bobo's.com, or Ticketmaster. Doors open at 6, movie at 8. Brought to you by Bobo's, Allegra Printing, Arch Payroll, Alpine Insurance, News Channel 2, and Brew Brothers.
Play at Bodine's and Carson Valley Inn Casinos during the $150,000 Break the Bank giveaway. Over 700 winners are guaranteed to take home cash and free play October 1st through November 21st. Bodine's and Carson Valley Inn Casinos, your places to play and win.
Attention liver damage victims. Pain reliever medicines containing acetaminophen have been linked to liver failure. If you or a loved one have taken Tylenol or prescription painkillers which contain acetaminophen and were hospitalized for liver failure, received a liver transplant, or even died due to complications from liver failure, call the Relion Group. You may be entitled to a significant cash award.
Call the Relion Group at 800-294-1012.
Work ethic, experience, knowledge of the law, and negotiation skills are all qualities that are necessary for effective legal representation. I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have a legal question, call me for a free personal consultation. In my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be speaking with newly elected County Commissioner Lance Gilman.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks.